Hi, this is Lani, and I'm going to read an excerpt from one of my favorite books, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, by Lewis Carroll.
Well, thought Alice to herself, after such a fall as this, I shall think nothing of tumbling downstairs. How brave they'll all think me at home. Why, I wouldn't say anything about it, even if I fell off the top of the house.
Which was very likely true.
Down, down, down. Would the fall never come to an end? I wonder how many miles I've fallen by this time, she said aloud. I must be getting somewhere near the center of the earth. Let me see. That would be 4,000 miles down, I think.
For you see, Alice had learnt several things of this sort in her lessons in the schoolroom, and though this was not a very good opportunity for showing off her knowledge, as there was no one to listen to her, still it was good practice to say it over.
Yes, that's about right distance. But then I wonder what latitude or longitude I've got to.
Alice had no idea what latitude was, or longitude either, but thought they were nice, grand words to say.
Presently she began again. I wonder if I shall fall right through the earth. How funny it'll seem to come out among the people that walk with their heads downward. The Antipodes, I think.
She was rather glad there was no one listening this time, as it didn't sound at all the right word.
But I shall have to ask them what the name of the country is, you know. Please, ma'am, is this New Zealand or Australia?
And she tried to curtsy as she spoke. Fancy curtsying as you're falling through the air. Do you think you could manage it?
And what an ignorant little girl she'll think me for asking. No, it'll never do to ask. Perhaps I shall see it written up somewhere.
Down, down, down. There was nothing else to do, so Alice soon began talking again.
Dinah will miss me very much tonight, I should think.
Dinah was the cat.
I hope they'll remember her saucer of milk at tea time. Dinah, my dear, I wish you were down here with me. There are no mice in here, I'm afraid, but you might catch a bat, and that's very like a mouse, you know. But do cats eat bats, I wonder?
And here Alice began to get rather sleepy, and went on saying to herself in a dreamy sort of way,
Do cats eat bats? Do cats eat bats?
And sometimes,
Do bats eat cats?
For you see, as she couldn't answer either question, it didn't much matter which way she put it. She felt that she was dozing off, and had just begun to dream that she was walking hand in hand with Dinah, and saying to her very earnestly,
Now, Dinah, tell me the truth. Did you ever eat a bat?
When suddenly, thump, thump, down she came upon a heap of sticks and dry leaves, and the fall was over.